Now, if you're having Wayne withdrawals, I am too. It's been a long time since I've spoken to Wayne because I was away on breakfast. And then last week, Wayne was hectic at work, so couldn't make it. But Wayne is back. Your pop culture guru with his 4x2 reviews, 4 reviews, 2 minutes each of all the streaming and listening content you could have. Wayne, it's so lovely to have you back.
It's good to be back. And I haven't spoken to you for a while, Willie, though. Steph was fantastic.
He is so good, isn't he?
Yeah. He's great. Yeah, he's great.
Well,
nice to hear you as well.
I know. It's seriously been like a month since I've spoken to you. 4 weeks. It's been 4 weeks.
It's a lifetime.
What have you got for us in number one?
Okay, number one is a film that I was very excited to see called First Cow. I never thought this might get a cinema release in Australia. It was released well over a year ago in the US, but it's finally here. And it is wonderful. This is the latest film from Kelly Reichardt. She's a really great, distinctive American filmmaker. All her films have a certain style. They're quite slow. They're not rushed at all. They really concentrate on the drama in hand. And I think for a lot of people, her films are probably a bit too slow, but I absolutely love them. And this one is beautiful. It's, as most of her films are, it's quite unusual, quite idiosyncratic. At the centre of this is a tale of friendship. It's set in the Oregon Territory in the 1820s, and we meet Cookie and Lou, who come together and form a bond. And then in that period, the first milk cow comes into the territory, and they start borrowing the milk to make cakes for the local small town, and becomes quite a hit. But then obviously they get in trouble because the borrowing is more like stealing. So this is a beautiful film set in Oregon, and a really great friendship to these two men. And it's, yeah, as I said, she really examines human relationships without any fanfare, and just beautifully observed. So I love this film, but I reckon it's probably not for everyone. I describe it as slow food as opposed to fast food.
Oh, I like that.
But it's wonderful, yeah. First Cow.
First Cow. Okay, and is that in cinemas or is that on streaming?
It's cinemas now, just at mainly your independent side, Bendy Palace.
Okay.
It probably won't last long. Some of those films don't have a long shelf life. So I think once it's sort of had its short cinema run, it'll probably come out on digital and on DVD. But when you get it at a cinema, it's worth it because it's a wonderful film.
Awesome. Okay. Number two.
Number two is a wonderful TV series that's getting huge acclaim, and we watched it recently. It's called It's a Sin. It's a British drama, 5 episodes in total. You can catch them all on Stan. This is a really heartbreaking, but funny, sad, human drama. It's set in the 80s, and it chronicles 3 young men in London during the AIDS crisis, 3 young gay men, Richie, Roscoe and Colin, and sort of goes over a few years of them sort of coming to realisation of when AIDS was hitting in America and then how it was then impacting the UK, how it was all very new, scary, dangerous, how it impacted mainly young gay men. So this is really a beautiful story. Some scenes are really heartbreaking.
Oh.
You might shed a tear.
Oh, I'm getting a bit goosebumpy just here. Like, I think I've seen some of the shorts for it, and yes, it does look quite magical but very deep.
Yeah. Yeah, it sort of covers all areas of the human emotion. It's really funny in parts. It's joyous. But then the next scene will hit you like a hammer, and it really hits hard. So it's just beautifully written, beautifully acted, very important. You know, I guess the AIDS still hits a lot of people, but obviously there's treatment for it. My wife gave me some stats, and it's still quite prevalent, but it's, I guess, being pushed in the background. But it's, you go back and you see how people thought how you could catch it. Obviously, the persecution of homosexuals at that time, or still continues today, but like as far as how they were marginalised. This covers everything, and it's definitely worth a look.
Worth looking at. Okay, It's a Sin, 5 episodes on Stan.
That's right.
Perfect. Yep. Number three.
Number three is a beautiful album I want to talk about. It's probably going to fly under the radar. I haven't really read a lot about it. It's Tethers is the name of the album. It's by an artist called The Natural. And The Natural is a fellow called Kip Berman, who was used to be the front man for the New York indie band The Pains of Being Pure at Heart. And then their last album was in 2017. They went their separate ways, and he moved from Brooklyn down to Princeton in New Jersey, had a son and a daughter, and then has re-emerged as a solo artist, calling himself The Natural. And this album is just a really beautiful album, where The Pains of Being Pure at Heart was sort of that archetypal indie pop. And I wasn't a huge fan of the band, but this one is like recalling the Laurel Canyon sounds.
Oh, okay.
So gorgeous melodies, freewheeling alt country, and a huge dose of organ. And I love organ on music.
Yeah, okay.
Reminds me of those classic sounds like The Band and those sort of artists. It just really adds an extra layer to his music. So he's really gone for this folky alt country, great melodies, and he's got a really great voice. So I really recommend this album. As I said, it's a small album, only 9 tracks, and it's probably flying under the radar a bit, but Tethers is really wonderful.
Okay, cool. Tethers by The Natural.
Yes.
And number 4.
Number 4 is another TV show. This is light, but funny and delicious. It's called Fisk, an Australian comedy.
Oh, my God. We streamed this on the weekend.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we just watched it recently. Only 6 episodes, all on ABC iView. So you could actually do it in a couple of hours if you really wanted to. But we watched it more recently. And Kitty Flanagan stars as Helen Fisk, who's a lawyer who was in Sydney. She lost her job. So she moves back to Melbourne to sort of reclaim her life, just looking for any work. She ends up working at a very, low market
Suburban law firm.
Very suburban, Gruber and Gruber, where they mainly deal in probates and wills. And it's very funny. So it's her, she's not really a people person, and it's her reacting to all the sort of stuff going on around her, with her father, with her work mates. Julia Zemiro is in it. She's wonderful.
Oh, isn't she great?
She's great. Yeah, well, she plays Roz, who actually lost her license. So Helen has to step up as a lawyer. And it's just really funny. I do think some of the minor characters are a bit one-dimensional outside of the office.
You mean Aaron Chen? He was hilarious. Yeah. I found him.
He was
so
hilarious.
Funny.
He's Aaron Chen's great. No, I was actually thinking of there's some scenes in that cafe. I thought they were a bit.
Oh yes, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't. I can explain. She goes to a cafe. She complains about someone talking too loud, and she gets kicked out and that little stuff. I thought it was a bit the characters weren't terribly believable, but that's only a minor gripe. The rest of it's a real delight. And Kitty Flanagan, I think, is one of the funniest people on the planet.
Oh, my God. She's so good, isn't she?
She is very good.
She's so good. Yeah, definitely get on that one.
Yeah, and it's only 6 episodes, and it's just really wonderful Australian comedy. And once again, I always am grateful that ABC invest in local drama and comedy. So this is definitely one for a laugh.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Wayne, so lovely to be chatting with you again. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure, Willie. Very good to hear you again.
Have a great week. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, sounds good. See ya.
Bye.